Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Iván Dahazu. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foot. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Pacella. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Pacella. And now, play ball. Iván Dahazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahazu hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball four. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dahazu fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to third. DeJesu moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. DeJesu scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Pacella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pacella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tavares strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. De Jesus hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mazzilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Flores pinch hits for John Pacella. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tavares is hit by the pitch. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tavares moves to second. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive towards short. DeJesu reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kelleher strikes out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 2 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Roy Lee Jackson. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biotner moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maddox strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.